We're going to spend a few moments thinking about that passage that David read for us. If you're visiting, there's a sermon outline on the back page of the bulletin. Find that helpful. And I encourage you to have your Bibles open to Proverbs chapter 1. Let me pray. Father, as we come and look at your word, we thank you that it is clear and concise. Father, we admit right from the beginning that we need your wisdom. So as we go to your book of wisdom, we ask that you would speak to us clearly. Amen. Well, every now and then, the computer that you may own causes you grief and it speaks to you. And it says, I need a system update. Now is the time to patch me up, and if you don't, I'll come back and bite you. You know, people don't like doing system updates, and the computer continues to live a miserable life. Wisdom is not like doing a system update. Wisdom is not like handy tips to improve our lives, like patching the software on a computer. Wisdom is not a high-performance drink. You know, we crave the boost that comes from caffeine. There wouldn't be anyone here like that, would there? You know, the drink that gets you through the game or through the day. Wisdom is not a high-octane ingredient to boost your performance. Wisdom is a matter of life and death. The computer will probably keep running if you don't do the system update. I can still run around the soccer field without that caffeine drink. These things aren't a matter of life and death, but wisdom is a matter of life and death. The heart attack, the stroke, the collapsed lung. These things are a matter of life and death. Does anyone ever say, don't worry, mate, sorry about the heart attack, get over it, you'll be right, don't panic, it wasn't all that bad, you know, just carry on. Wisdom is a matter of life and death. The Bible says the complacency of fools destroys them, but whoever listens to Christ will dwell secure. The book of Proverbs just burns with urgency, and no less so than in our passage today. Do you ever say to yourself, I'm happy in my own little world. I'll meander along on my own and, you know, make a few decisions that might help me along. I'll just try to make my life a little bit better. And wisdom says that that attitude will destroy you. Wisdom says stop being complacent. Wisdom says now is the time for you to turn a corner. The words of Isaac Watts awaken us to life in Christ. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Wisdom wants your everything. Christ wants your soul, your life, your all. It's urgent, it's pressing, it's life and death. So you'll see in Proverbs 1 that wisdom is demanding in verses 20 and 21. Wisdom is dangerous in verses 22 to 31. But wisdom is our only safety in verses 32 and 33. Proverbs 1, verse 20. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. See, earlier in the chapter, wisdom spoke through a father's voice, and now wisdom is a lady who cries out loud. She's a street preacher. She is wailing and scolding, and she's very demanding. And why does wisdom go out into the streets? Why does wisdom make a speech at the city gate? Why does wisdom cry out in the public square? Because that is where the people are. That is where the people live. People in their daily lives need to hear the wisdom of God. Wisdom cries out to those who are struggling. Anyone here struggling? Wisdom is practical and concrete, and understands the challenges we all face. Wisdom doesn't patronise us. She doesn't make out as though we're idiots, but she says we're foolish if we do not listen. The Domain and Hyde Park down in Sydney were once full of men on their soapboxes. The Domain had the Speaker's Corner, which started in 1878 when Pastor Allen, a Baptist social reformer, took his platform there. Speaker's Corner was a place of social wisdom. And here's a photo of John Webster entertaining the crowd in 1973. There he is. Lady Wisdom calls aloud in the public square. She cries out, but her words are not for mere amusement. Her words are the words of life. So if you are ignoring the wisdom of God, no longer should you be ignoring the wisdom of God. Lady Wisdom raises her voice because she wants your attention. So listen to her words. Heed her advice. Don't be foolish and pull away. Your life needs more than a software upgrade, and you need more than a high energy drink. You need the wisdom of God to bring you in touch with reality. Be warned. Be warned. Wisdom is dangerous, verse 22. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? See, wisdom's speech begins with three people who reject her counsel: the simple, the mockers, and the fools. The simple love their simple ways. Mockers delight in mockery. Fools despise knowledge. Are you hearing Lady Wisdom, but choosing to reject her counsel? I'm too simple for theological things. I enjoy my simple life. I like being a dumbass. Even Balaam's donkey eventually listened. Or do you come to Lady Wisdom and mock her words? Lady Wisdom, you are naive and you tell me nothing. You are ignorant. You are silly and dull. Or do you come to Wisdom as a fool with a hardened heart? No one's going to tell me what to do. The only knowledge I need is the knowledge to feather my own nest. How long will you love your simple ways? How long will you delight in mocking God? How long will you hate knowledge? And Lady Wisdom cries out, when she cries out how long, she's saying, how many sermons is it going to take before you start down a new path? How many speeches do you need to hear before you begin to listen to God's wisdom? The Lord is saying, sometimes I'll disagree with you. I'll correct you. I'll rebuke you. But I don't work with perfect people. I work with responsive people. And here is the response I'm looking for. Turn. You'll see it in verse 23. The word turn is translated as repentance. Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. Repent is not a sentimental word. Michael spoke about it last week. Repent is a decisive word. It's a strong word. Turn away from your foolishness, turn away from your failures, turn away from your merits, and turn to the Lord Jesus and say to him, I want you to renew me. If need be, go all the way back in my life and start again. Jesus, I am opening to you, challenging anything happening in my life. Lord, I don't want to hide anything from you. I want to become wise like you. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared to listen to the rebuke of wisdom? Do you have the courage to do that? Do you have the courage to stop playing mind games and turn to the Lord Jesus and submit your life to him? You've been rebuked. It's happening here in the passage. You've been corrected. You've been told to stop your foolish ways. The Lord says, repent at my rebuke. Christ is calling us to take him seriously. This is what he promises in verse 23. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. Christ will give to you the wisdom of the gospel that brings you in touch with reality. But be warned, wisdom is dangerous. As the gospel turns you the right side up, it gives you fresh eyes to see this world as God sees this world. And nothing will ever be the same again. Wisdom is demanding. Wisdom is dangerous, but wisdom is our only safety. Have a look at verses 32 and 33. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. The complacency of fools and the ease of the wise. The world offers you complacency, but wisdom offers you ease without fear of harm. But what does Lady Wisdom mean here when she says that whoever listens to her will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm? This wasn't really what I was expecting to hear. Just look at our own lives. How can this be true? Well, when the original hearers heard this, they thought of Deuteronomy 33, 12 to 18. The beloved of the Lord dwells in safety. The high ground surrounds him all day long. See, safety for the ancient Israelites was security in the land that God had given to them. Safety for the ancient Israelites was the confidence they had in a future resurrection. My flesh also shall rest in hope, says the psalmist. Wisdom promises that anyone who listens shall dwell calmly and undisturbed in the security of God's promises. So listen to wisdom and find your ease, your security in Christ. Find your peace in Christ. Find your safety in Christ. Find your hope in Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. The wisdom we need is the wisdom that Jesus offers. His wisdom is demanding, it is dangerous, but his wisdom is our only safety. Jesus and wisdom are dangerous like a fire. As Lady Wisdom stood in the public square, so Jesus stood up before the crowds and publicly declared God's wisdom. And like Lady Wisdom, Jesus spoke in parables, in rhetoric and hyperbole to provoke and to stir our imaginations. And this language helps us, brings us in touch with reality. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And these words from Matthew 7 echo the words of Lady Wisdom. Jesus assumes the role of wisdom in Proverbs chapters 1 to 9. He calls the world to hear a new and urgent message about his work of wisdom to redeem the whole of creation. So hear these words of Jesus and put them into practice. Ignore the words of Jesus and collapse and fall with a great crash. The demanding words of Jesus, listen to him and live. Ignore his words and die. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. I love Titanic illustrations. Edward John Smith was the captain of the Titanic. On April the 14th, 1912, the Titanic struck an iceberg and the ship began to sink in those icy waters of the Atlantic Ocean. Amid the chaos, lifeboats were lowered into the water, but not everyone believed they needed them. Some passengers were unaware of the gravity of the situation and they refused to board the lifeboats. They thought the Titanic would remain afloat. They had faith in the ship's strength rather than in the lifeboats that were designed to save them. But others, realizing the danger, scrambled into the lifeboats, knowing that these vessels were their only hope of survival. And so, tragically, many who decided to remain on the ship perished when it sunk, despite the lifeboats being their obvious path to safety. Wisdom is demanding. Wisdom confronts us with reality. Wisdom says your boat is sinking and going into denial changes nothing. Wisdom puts before you a clear choice. No shades of grey, no halfway house, no alternate opinions. Wisdom is demanding and wisdom is dangerous. Jesus says, believe in me or die. Lady Wisdom says, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. A fool is a thick-headed, stubborn person. He doesn't listen. He always knows better. She always has an excuse. Nothing is ever their fault. But the scoffer and fool are headed for disaster. The foolish person laughs in the face of danger. The teacher says at the end of Ecclesiastes, now that all has been heard, here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including everything, every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Wisdom brings us in touch with reality. God is good, yes, God is very good, but he is not safe. 2 Peter 3. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Ah, since everything will be destroyed this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to be living holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of the Lord and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Wisdom is dangerous. The Lord Jesus cries out in the public square that destruction is coming, judgment and accountability. Turn now to the Lord Jesus. Live as a disciple of the Lord Jesus and save yourselves. Let the words of God's wisdom shape and change your life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The kitchen, the bathroom, the workplace, the retirement village, the nursing home. Wisdom is our only safety. If we listen to Christ, we will change. And we will look stupid in the world's eyes for the rest of our lives because God's wisdom is not worldly wisdom. Are you willing? Are you willing to hide your life in Christ? Are you willing to no longer live for yourself and allow Christ to live in you? On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The world offers complacency. That's a false promise. The world will not and cannot offer shalom. Christ offers you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That is his true promise to all who listen to his wisdom with urgency. So what is your next step in obedience to the Lord? It might be a scary step, but not taking that step is even more scary. Wisdom shouts from the rooftops, and we must listen. Let me pray. Father, Lady Wisdom is just so clear and so frank as she shouts from the rooftops. And Father, as she shouts, we think of the Lord Jesus standing up and declaring your wisdom to the crowds of people, and some heard that wisdom and rejected him, and some heard his wisdom and came to life. And so we ask ourselves, Lord, are we foolish or wise? Father, lead us in the path of wisdom. May your Spirit teach us to be wise. And together as a congregation, as a church family, may we move forward in the knowledge and wisdom of Christ. And knowing what we need to do and not doing it is not wisdom. Father, help us to take those scary steps. For not taking those scary steps may even be more scary. Thank you that your Son shouts from the rooftops. Give us hearts to listen. Amen.